Welcome back to the Press Box and another Saturday racing preview show, along with my great friend and weekly radio voice and host, Mr. Dave Baker. Gainer, great talking to you again. We want to tell folks before we get started that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Fall racing field that we have this weekend, two good ones that we want to talk about. We'll get to the Ellis Park Derby in just a minute, but how about we start up at Saratoga for one of the greats, the grade one Travers at Historic Saratoga.
Yeah, buddy, a great race card today at Saratoga. You know, you kind of get redundant and say that about every day at Saratoga, but you know, the Travers has been a linchpin of the Spa for generations, and it's been a great race. Normally at this time of year, we're talking about horses that are in the three-year-old year but getting ready to face olders for the Breeders' Cup. But this year is obviously a little different. They're going to be using this one now as a Derby prep for that first Saturday in September, and a stellar field, as you would expect, headlined by Tis the Law. You know, Buzzy, everybody has now kind of been drawn to the magnet, so to speak. Tis the Law, undefeated this year and coming off with a couple of very nice wins in the Florida Derby and then the Belmont Stakes. Just handling his competition with ease. A lot of people suspect that he'll do the same today against this field of horses, but I say not so fast. Oh. We're going to be going a mile and a quarter, carrying 126 pounds, and I say not so fast.
Wait, what do you say? Who do you? This is, by the way, this is the 11 races, 12 races. This is the 11th of a 12-horse card. Right. The grade one, $1 million run happy Travers. So who do you like, my friend?
Well, I think there's three or four in here, actually, that could step up their game just a tad. Going farther, obviously, carrying more weight, obviously. I don't know the last time Ed DeRosa was at Christmas earlier this week, Buzzy. I don't know when we saw the last time that you prepped going for the mile and a quarter Kentucky Derby by going a mile and a quarter.
Right.
Most times it's a mile and an eighth race kind of prepping you for that mile and a quarter. Today they're going to be going a mile and a quarter to set them up for the mile and a quarter. So I think if there's ever been a time where we might see maybe a cheek in the armor, a little loop in the reins a little bit on Tis the Law, it might be today. There's two horses in here that I really kind of like, Buzzy. One is Max Player, horse that is trained by Linda Rice. Ran third to Tis the Law, never really kind of warmed him up at the Belmont, but this is an improving horse. I think he's going to love the extra distance today. If any horse can go with Tis the Law and kind of push the pace a little bit, it needs a legitimate pace. There just hasn't been any horse in these last three races that Tis the Law's running to kind of get out there and wing it on the front end. I do think that there needs to be a little more honesty up front. But if there is, Max Player could be a real handful in the final eighth of a mile. And Buzzy, there's a horse in here that I'm going to play, a horse that is now in the barn of Bill Mott. Recently sold privately, a horse by the name of South Bend. And if you look at South Bend's record, he's only been on a fast dirt track five times in his career. He's been on the turf. He's been on other surfaces. But five times on a fast dirt track, he's got three wins and I think a second. But I know the three wins. Now in the barn, Bill Mott had a very nice work over this track in preparation for the Travers. If you look back through his PPs, he ran a really good race to a horse named Field Pass. That was on the turf, and Field Pass is a nice horse, trained by Mike Maker. Won the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway over the Poly. He's now a stakes winner over all weather and turf. Very nice horse. I think South Bend at a huge price, probably 20, 30 to 1, could maybe rattle the swords a little bit in this exacta. I'm going to obviously... and then there's another horse that I just can't dismiss and we've got to talk about. Bob Baffert is shipping in from the West Coast, son of Uncle Mo, by the name of Uncle Chuck. Uncle Chuck is the biggest horse in the field. He's a He's a big one. And he's undefeated. Obviously covers a lot of ground. I think Uncle Chuck may be the horse that kind of presses Tis the Law in here, Fuzzy. So I'm going to go and really kind of throw out Tis the Law and really try to hit a big one with Uncle Chuck, South Bend, and Max Player in my exacta box. And then I'm going to play Max Player and South Bend across the board.
I'm gonna ride with you on that, my friend. Now, there's one more we want to talk about. Let's talk about Sunday's first ever Derby Prep Stage at Ellis Park with Keeneland's Grade 2 Toyota Bluegrass winner Art Collector heading the field of 13 three-year-olds in the $200,000 Run Happy Ellis Park Derby.
Yeah, buddy, you know, it's fun to say that Ellis Park has a Derby Prep race. You know, we were chatting earlier this week. Could this be the best card Ellis Park ever put together on one race day? And we kind of did a little research, Ed DeRosa and I, and looked back at the horses that are on the card, dotting the card throughout. And there are more horses that have run better speed figures collectively on this card than in the history of any race day at Ellis Park. So,
wow.
Big day at Ellis Park, obviously. Good for them. The racing secretary there is a guy named Dan Bork, and Dan is a super guy. Does a great job. He's an assistant racing secretary at both Keeneland and Churchill for Ben Huffman. But then LLC takes over the job, and man, what he's done a great job. Let's get to the race, though, Buzzy. Art Collector, I think, is a man's man in here. I think this horse is really getting so good at the right time. He's the only horse in the race to run triple-digit speed figures at least twice. I think he's even setting on a better race. You know, the only thing that you kind of wonder about is that he does not have to win this race to get in the Derby. So, you know, if he breaks poorly or, you know, if he gets shuffled or carried wide,
right,
you don't want to burn the candle all the way down to the nub in this one and not have enough juice left in that lemon for the first Saturday in September. And, you know, you kind of, you know, you just don't want any bad racing luck, but, you know, he's really, really, really good. And, Tommy Drury is a really, really, really good guy. And he's a really good horse trainer. And so he's a kind of horse, and he's owned by Bruce Lunsford. And,
right,
Bruce is a investor in the LTS. And so, you know, where I'm going to be rooting. It's for Art Collector. There's a horse in here, Buzzy, though, that I think may get out there and wing it on the front end and maybe carry him a little bit farther than he's seen in the last couple. Horse by the name of Dean Martini, a horse that Tom Amos now trains. He claimed this horse off of Brad Cox for $50,000. Immediately ran him back. He ran second to a really nice horse, an Arkansas bred by the name Man the Can. And then he came back and won the Ohio Derby in very impressive fashion. Dean Martini, I think, is going to be an interesting horse to watch on Sunday in the Ellis Park Derby. There's a horse I'm going to throw in just a tad.
Yes.
By the name of, from Dale Roman's Bar, by the name of Attachment Rate. And I really love this horse going into the Bluegrass, but the Bluegrass at Keeneland that day just didn't set up for him. Keeneland has always been a speed favorite track and was even more so in this 1 week July meeting. Never really got his feet under him and couldn't close in the ground on that speed. The race that Art Collector won, the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. But
yes,
Attachment Rate, Dean Martini, and I think they're all running for second money to Art Collector.
And there you go. And, of course, all of Gene's picks for Saratoga and for Ellis Park, you can get them at the PressBoxLTS.com right here on our Facebook page. PressBox and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, before we leave today, I want to send out my personal apology to all the bettors out there last week because of my tout of Hog Creek Hustle, who I still stand behind, but it was not a winning wager last week, and so I, from this point forward, leave the handicapping to you. And this weekend, may it be a beautiful and peaceful one. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And I want to just close by saying I'm glad you're standing behind Aubrey Cussell because that way he isn't last anymore.
Stop it. Love you, pal. Talk to you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.